Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Here is your breaking news. Multiple sources have reported it. Schefter, Rappaport, Gerard Mayo is fired.
Whoa!
One and done, Gerard Mayo, according to multiple sources. Gerard Mayo out as Patriots head coach.
Wow.
I'm not surprised after today, quite honestly. Coming in, I was like 50-50, but the way he handled himself today, and as people jokingly said, couldn't even lose properly, and then his post-game comments and just getting defensive with Mike Reese, that he just wasn't ready. I keep going back to that old ESPN commercial when they put the anchor on and he like swears on the air, he's like a kid. Gerard Mayo was not ready for this job. I don't know how they thought he was ready, why they thought he was ready, if he even thought he was ready, but he was not ready for this job in its totality. And I wish him no ill will, because I like Gerard Mayo. I think he's a pretty good guy. But he was so over his head from last January to tonight that it was incredible.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's about as big a piece of breaking news right now.
The fact of how quick possibly. It was, too.
Guys,
yeah, I guess he won't be having that meeting. What did he say? Tomorrow? Or he'll be having his usual meeting? Well, that was quick.
Oh, I talk to the Crafts every day. They weren't interested in tomorrow's meeting, sir. Andy, so once again, if you're just tuning in, even though you've probably been listening for the past minute, the breaking news is that Gerard Mayo, Patriots head coach of 1 year, head coach of 17 games, has been fired.
And credit to Adam Schefter, league sources told ESPN he was the first one to have it.
Well, he intimated this
morning.
Well,
that doesn't surprise
me. As much. He intimated this morning as much when he said, what was it, leaning towards or
leaning
toward?
And when he says that, as I said earlier, he's as tied in as anyone is with the Crafts. He's not just throwing that out there. He's been hesitant to say that with us on a weekly basis on the afternoon show. You know, the plan was to support him. The plan was to stick with him. And when he said leaning toward out, that told me he'd heard something today. I'm not saying it's a bad move because it needed to be done. And I actually appreciate it. I always go back to the Bruins when they hired that one coach and fired him immediately. When you know it's wrong, and when it's as wrong as this was one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. And I don't say that with any glee. I'm just telling you what I saw from this season, both on the field, But in terms of culture, press conferences, Gerard Mayo was overmatched, and the Crafts put him in a position that he had no chance to succeed in, and he did not succeed, and they removed him from that position swiftly.
This opens up the cans of worms, conspiratorially speaking, into why wasn't he wearing the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign. He flippantly said, you can make a story about that if you want to. This now explains why the Patriots went through and tried to win the game. There's no way that this came as a surprise. If Adam Schefter was intimating as much earlier on NFL Countdown on ESPN that he believed Gerard Mayo was going to be fired, if people like Mike Giardi were coming on this station on Friday saying very much that he thought it was going to be an operational blowout,
yep,
if the coordinators were saying to people, and it was slipping through the cracks, that they believed they were all going to be gone at some point and it would be much sooner than later, then Jonathan, Robert, and the entire Kraft organization, the Patriots, etc., didn't even need to wait till Wednesday, didn't need to wait till Black Monday. They
can I actually
done.
Tell you how ready they were? The Patriots just put out a statement from Robert Kraft.
Holy wow. smokes.
Check it out on the Patriots social media pages if you want to read it, because it's a very long list letter.
Okay, you know what, actually? Before we catch up on trending, Joe, let's do this right now. Here we are. Holy macaroni. Andy, this is what I said to you. If I didn't say it to you on the podcast this past week, I believe maybe I said it with Mego on the WEI evening show, that there was the whole joke about like people like Jerry Thornton and others getting catfished by that letter that Andrew Callahan from the Herald typed out.
Yeah, so dumb that people got caught on that.
I know, but you know why? Because it read like we all wanted it to, or it read like we thought it was supposed to. Like, this is what we were waiting for the organization, Robert, Jonathan, whomever, to say to the fans. All right, here it is right now. I'll share this with you all, and then we will trying to catch up, go to break, pay the bills, come back, and then we may need to go till 10 tonight.
Excuse me?
All right, I'll do it myself. Statement from Patriots chairman and CEO Robert Kraft. This is why this now, editorial note, this now explains why he looked like he just came out of the veterinarian's office today at the game. After the game today, I informed Gerard Mayo that he will not be returning as the head coach of the New England Patriots in 2025. For me personally, this was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made. I've known Gerard for 17 years. He earned my respect and admiration as a rookie in 2008. When he joined our coaching staff, his leadership was even more evident as I saw how the players responded to him. When other teams started requesting to interview him, I feared I would lose him and committed to making him our next head coach. Winning our season opener on the road at Cincinnati only strengthened my convictions. Unfortunately, the trajectory of our team's performances throughout the season did not ascend as I had hoped. Since buying the team, I've always considered myself and my family as custodians of a public asset. We have tremendous fans who expect and deserve a better product than we have delivered in recent years. I apologize for that. I have given much thought and consideration as to what actions I can take to expedite our return to championship contention and determined this move was the best option at this time. I am grateful for Gerard's many contributions to the Patriots throughout his career and will always be rooting for his success. I appreciate his hard work and hope the experiences gained will help him in the future. As I still believe he will be a successful head coach in the league, I wish Gerard and his family nothing but success in the future. Robert Kraft, Chairman and CEO. Let me just say one thing, Andy. Good for you, Mr. Kraft. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No,
good for you
I
for
think
being
it's
a man
the right
of conviction
move,
and acting swiftly.
And I believe it. He hired Gerard Mayo in an act of conviction. His gut that. And I think it had to be an equally convicted decision to remove him. Don't labor over it. You know what you have to do. Do it and get moving forward. This is a big step forward, whether that's Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, whether that's Ben Johnson. You are now putting all your chips on the table in what we just talked about. It might be the most critical offseason in Patriots history if they're going to turn this around.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.